This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 9 people were killed and more than 3,000 injured after pagers apparently detonated across the country. The killed and injured include members of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, the group told Reuters. Correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Security camera footage of a market in Beirut captures this moment on Tuesday. Something explodes, seemingly from inside one person's pocket or bag. And the man falls to the floor, crying in pain. Fighters and medics from the militant Islamist group Hezbollah. The pagers they used to communicate exploded. The pagers began to detonate around 3:45 p.m. local time, and explosions continued for an hour. A Hezbollah official said the detonation of the pagers was, quote, the biggest security breach the group had been subjected to in nearly a year of war with Israel.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday the U.S. continues to believe there needs to be a diplomatic solution to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah.
This is why the ceasefire negotiation is so important. This is why the hostage deal is so important. This is why the president and his administration has been working around the clock 24 hours to get that done.
Jean-Pierre says the White House believes a deal between Israel and Hamas would reduce tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. North Korea fired a missile off its east coast on Wednesday, South Korea and Japan said, days after it unveiled a uranium enrichment facility and vowed to beef up its nuclear arsenal. Japan's defense ministry said the North appears to have used a ballistic missile. This is VOA News. Haitian migrants living in Springfield, a small U.S. town in the midwestern state of Ohio, are making headlines nationwide after being accused of eating residents' pets. VOA Creole traveled to Springfield and has this report narrated by Elizabeth Cherniff.
The allegation, posted on social media and amplified by the Republican vice presidential nominee, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, was repeated in last week's debate by former President Donald Trump, sparking outrage. Haitian migrants in Ohio, like Cleo, deny the allegations.
I saw it on the internet. People talking about all Haitians are misbehaving. But definitely, there is no proof.
One migrant says he was threatened after moving to Springfield from Florida 3 months ago. Now he's thinking about packing up and leaving town. For VOA Creole in Springfield, Ohio, Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News.
Doctors Without Borders says it has closed its operations in Russia after 32 years. The medical aid group cited a Justice Ministry letter saying the group had been removed from a register of foreign non-government organizations. The group said on Tuesday it will maintain its branch office in Moscow but end its field operations. It's operated programs that provided aid for homeless people and migrants, tuberculosis treatment, and general health care. Human rights groups have urged Britain not to copy Italy's approach in trying to reduce the number of migrants arriving on its shores, with a surge of people arriving on small boats across the English Channel. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer travelled to Italy Monday to learn from its recent success in cutting migration across the Mediterranean from North Africa.
Irregular arrivals to Italy by sea are down 60% since 2022. So I'm pleased that we're deepening our cooperation here.
Italy has struck multi-million dollar deals with Libya and Tunisia to stop migrants leaving their shores. Human rights groups accuse those countries of committing widespread abuses against migrants. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
State media in Myanmar reported on Tuesday floods and landslides triggered by last week's Typhoon Yagi and seasonal monsoon rains have claimed at least 226 lives, with 77 people missing. The new figures pushed the total number of dead in Southeast Asia from the storm past 500. Myanmar's death toll was almost 7 times Friday's initial toll of 33, with strong prospects of it continuing to rise. I'm Joe Ramsey.